you're going to want to use, get ready for this, biofeedback and technological integration. I came up with this really fancy term, biofeedback and technological integration. But all that really means is just use your phone or your computer or your tablet or whatever has you to offload stuff onto. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you to level up your life in the areas of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance tips, habits, and everything we talk about is going to be practical every single episode. Guys, if you love what you hear and this has been impactful to you, I implore, I beg, I ask, or I'm just simply telling you, leave a review on the show. Let me know how much you like it. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know how much you enjoy the show. It really means a lot to me, and it really does mean a lot to the entire team, as it really shows that we are doing a fantastic job. So with all that out of the way, guys, we're going to talk today. You see the title. The title may change, but the gist of the episode is self-help actually self-harm. Now, while scouring the worldwide internet that we have today, I came across a post, and it was asking the question of if self-help is actually self-harm. And it got me to thinking, that's a very interesting question. Because a lot of times we go about our day-to-day life, especially in this high-performance space or the self-improvement space, and there's a lot of information going on. There's really a lot of information. Sometimes even conflicting information. On one end of the spectrum, you got people saying mental health, love yourself, do this, do that. And on the other end of the spectrum, you got people saying if you're sleeping 5 hours a night, you're sleeping too much. As someone who's been in the personal development space for over half a decade, let me give my two cents on it. And so I have some notes here on the side I'm going to be running through here, and I do want to address both sides of the coin. As I said, in my over half a decade of being in this self-improvement, self-development, high-performance kind of space, I have some thoughts. And so I want to address, like I said, both sides of the argument, question, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to start off with the benefits of self-help, obviously, because self-help has gotten me very far in my personal life. And the three main benefits that I found that come from self-help, number one is empowerment through knowledge. It is incredible how much knowledge there is out there. I already alluded to this earlier, but the amount of knowledge that's out there on the internet, on YouTube, on Skillshare, on Udemy, on just anywhere you can go, forums, and just the internet, and now AI, ChatGPT specifically, in general, there's so much knowledge out there. The question is no longer, what do I need to do? The question is now, how do I apply it? Like, I can give you tips and tricks and all this kind of thing, but it's up to you to apply it now. Because the information I give, you can go find it on the internet now. It's a matter of how can you apply it to your daily life? How can you apply it to what you're actually doing day in and day out? But that is a big benefit. If you're just getting started, there is so much knowledge out there that it's not a problem anymore for you to be able to find this information because it's all out there. The second benefit that I found of self-help was that there was a bunch of inspiration and a bunch of motivation. If you want someone to inspire you, there's going to be somebody out there at this point in time where somebody is doing what you want to do or similar to what you want to do. So there's no question about who has what I want. Who's doing what I want to do? There's no question about that anymore. There's no question about I need to be able to get up enough gusto. Where's my motivation? I take craps on it all the time about the motivational videos because I used to do that. And now I realize just how fruitless that really is. But hey, if you need to do it just to get yourself a little kick to get started, nothing wrong with a little kick of those motivational videos, but do not depend on them. Do not make the mistake that I did and fully depend on them and start watching for 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours. Don't do that. But for that initial kick of inspiration so that you can see that what you want to do is in fact possible, highly recommend. Don't be afraid to go look at people, read biographies, read autobiographies, and find out what these people are doing so you can become inspired and motivate yourself to go and actually do things similar to what they are actually doing. And lastly, I already alluded to this a little bit with the first point of empowerment of knowledge, but that's the accessibility of resources. You know how many courses there are? I know people really hate courses. Oh, it's a course. It's going to be an upsell and all things like that. But there are a handful of really good courses out there. And I can't go listing a whole bunch of courses now because everybody comes to this podcast or goes on the internet for a bunch of different information. So I can't just say this is the perfect for this agency. This is the perfect for this market. Because I'm not in every market. But what I can say is that there are definitely some people out there that do have people's core values at heart. Not everybody, but a handful of people definitely do. And the way you can access it, YouTube, courses, ebooks, podcasts like this one, there's so much information out there. It's insane. Man, look, anybody can become a content creator. As long as you have a relatively modern phone that has a good camera on it, anybody can become a content creator. Look at TikTok. People are making millions of dollars with literally just their phone and an internet connection, and they're probably still living in their mother's basement, not even paying rent, but they're making 6-7 figures a year on TikTok. Like, there's the accessibility that you have to these things is absolutely insane. And it's crazy. And once you start realizing the vastness, the depth, the breadth, everything of this self-help space, and just how much information there is out there, and how many people are willing to come alongside you and help you, in my personal opinion, it's really hard to beat this kind of a space. When you find really good people that are really looking out for you, it's really hard to beat that. However, there is always two sides to every coin. And I do want to address the negative side of self-help, which a lot of people don't talk about, but I definitely want to bring up a little bit in this episode. And to keep it fair, another 3 points here, as I did with the benefits, I just picked on 3 big negatives. And the biggest one that I find is there's this stigma and there's this underlying thing of a one-size-fits-all approach. Like, a lot of the advice that's given, and I'm not going to lie, sometimes I fall into the trap too, of giving more generalized advice in self-help. A lot of them apply universally. Like, I'll preach a lot about Pomodoro technique, and I'll talk about Parkinson's law and all those kind of things. I'll talk about all those tips, those tricks, those strategies and things of that nature as if it's a one size fits all. And the difficult part about self-help is that it's not a one size fits all. It's more of a one size fits most. But the problem comes in with self-help is that you can't help every single person because every single person has an individual issue. Now, this is not me defending the one size fits all approach at all. This is why you have people like coaches and consultants and agencies that specialize in certain things. So that way it becomes more tailored to what you need. But because it's so specified and tailored, that's where you have the large price. And that also puts people off. So it's this balance of give and take of I can give you highly specialized, highly tailored advice because I spent years learning this stuff and teaching it to you, but you're going to have to pay a premium for that. And it's this constant balance. And it's difficult. I'm not going to lie. It's very difficult. Even when making this podcast, I'm not going to lie to you, it's very difficult to try to find a good balance between getting super laser specific on problems and still keeping it general enough that it can still be valuable to a lot of people. It's difficult to do that, but we try to strike that balance. Another downside of self-help is that overdependence and avoidance. I know when I first started getting into the self-help niche, self-help industry, self-improvement, high performance, whatever you want to, it goes by a lot of names, whatever you want to call it. It was a lot of, you got to do it yourself. You got to get up. You got to take control of your life. And to an extent, that is very true. You do have to take initiative. You do have to take action. You do have to do things yourself. If you don't, no one's going to come alongside you, hold your hand and bring you along for the ride unless you pay a coach or an agency thousands of dollars. But the problem comes in is that it can get pushed to a point where I need to do everything myself. And I unfortunately fell into that trap as well, of thinking I need to do literally everything myself. That is why in the past, I don't think I've ever said it in an episode before, but I was very adamant against coaching. I was very adamant against even ever becoming a coach, getting coaching. I'm just going to be 100%. I didn't want coaching. I didn't think I needed coaching. I was like, coaching is way too expensive. I can learn it myself. And the truth is, you can learn it yourself. But what you're paying for is literally a fast track. Now, if you want to be the person who goes ahead and does what I used to do and try to teach yourself things and MacGyver some things and put pieces together for the next 3 to 5 years, by all means, go right on ahead. Or you can just pay somebody who took those 3 to 5 years and teach you how to do it in 3 to 5 months, and then you keep it stepping. It's up to you. But the overdependence and avoidance is a really big problem in the self-improvement space. And unfortunately, I don't have a solution for it, except to just find a way to balance between understanding there are some things that I can do and some lessons that I do need to learn. And there are some things that I just need external help. I just need an accountability partner or some kind of a coach or somebody that I could just talk to and they can help walk me through the process. And last, negative side of self-help is the negative self-talk. This kind of stems from that one size fits all approach. I would hear a lot of people saying, oh, real G's wake up at 5 a.m. Real G's wake up at 4 a.m. So I tried doing that. And when I didn't do it, I said, man, I'm not a real G. I don't know if I could be successful. And then I started getting to this rut of I want to get up early. So then I would try to wake up after 5 hours of sleep and then at 4 o'clock and be like, yeah, I woke up at 4 a.m. Yeah, look at me. But then no one would care. And then I would do it for one day, think I was hot stuff. And then I wouldn't do it for like 2 or 3 more days because I was dead tired. And it just became this negative loop of just, I'm not going to be able to do this. People said they want to do this. I'm looking up to these people that I'm inspired by. They're doing this. I'm not doing this. And it took me a couple years to realize, Rashawn, look, you're not them. They might inspire you. They might be doing the things you want to do. But when you start diving into some more nuanced things, what is their circadian rhythm? Maybe they can live off of 6 hours of sleep. When I use this, because I don't know a lot of you all, if you're watching the videos, you can see on my finger, it's a ring. This is an Oura ring. So it tracks my sleep. I found that I work best off of 7 to 7.5 hours of sleep. So why in the world then am I going and trying to live the exact same life as someone who needs 6 hours of sleep and they're fine when I need 7.5? It's simply not going to work. I can do the same stuff they're doing, but I need to tailor my own schedule so that way I can still get my 7.5 hours of sleep, but still accomplish similar things. Then I had to take it a step back even more and say, maybe I'm not going to be the guy who's going to make tens of millions of dollars a year. Is that a great goal? Yes, but maybe that's not what I was put on this earth to do. Maybe I was put on this earth to do maybe just a couple million, a handful of millions, maybe just high six figures. I don't know. It's a good goal to have. It's a good inspiration to have. It's good to see good character traits that they have, but there's more to it than just put them right there and say, I need to do everything that they do. And so that negative self-talk, when I'm realizing I'm not there, I'm also comparing myself to these people are like 40, 50 years old and I'm over here 25. And I'm just like, why am I comparing where I am now to where they are? Very common phrase is, why am I comparing my level 1 to their level 20? It took them so many more years. Why in the world does it even make sense for me to compare where I am to where they are? And so what I want to pivot now into, like I said, tactical, practical advice in every single episode, we're getting to that just now. So after you hear now the mistakes that I've made when I first started getting into this self-help, self-improvement, high performance, insert whatever phrase you want here, journey, here's 3 ways specifically that I used and use now to help prevent myself from getting into those negative ruts, from falling into the downsides of the self-improvement space. So number one is to embrace imperfection in self-improvement. It's very important to understand that, yes, we're all human. And as I alluded to before with the negative self-talk, you're going to have people you're inspired by. However, those people also have imperfections. Those people also have flaws. They may flaunt their great life on Instagram, but Instagram is just a highlight reel. Understand, these people have to eat, poop, cry, and sleep just like you. They're not going to post it because that doesn't get the clicks and views and engagement, but they do the same thing. They have ups and downs all the time. They have wins, they have losses, and only the real G's actually post about their losses too. They post about not winning every day. They post about there are some days they don't want to get up at 5 a.m. Some days they do sleep in, but you ain't going to catch them saying that though. Only the real ones are you going to catch saying, oh, I missed waking up this morning. Like even today, I have it on my schedule to wake up at at 4 a.m. and then do my little mini morning routine and start working from 4:30 until 8 for my deep work session. I was extremely tired this morning and I overslept my alarm and didn't get up till 6. And so I missed today. Like, I missed my wake up today. And that is okay. That is imperfection. And that's fine. I'm not going to beat myself up over it because I realize I would rather get those extra 2 hours of sleep that my body says it needs than push myself unnecessarily and then have to record stuff today and then be subpar in the recording quality. So that's point number one. Point number two, we can prevent ourselves from hurting ourselves in this self-development space is to integrate diverse worldviews. We don't know everything. The person next to us doesn't know everything, but they know something we don't. The person next to the person next to the person over there doesn't know everything, but they know something you and the person next to you don't know. What am I getting at here? Pretty self-explanatory. Talk to them. Understand them. Get to know where they're coming from. I didn't say accept everything. You don't have to agree with everything, but at least try to listen to understand. Probably 99% of the stuff they say you're not going to resonate with. You probably won't even care about. It's stuff that doesn't align with your morals, ethics, and beliefs. Fine, discard that stuff. But there's probably going to be at least one thing that they say in there that's going to resonate with you. And that is what you keep. That is what you take, slip it in your pocket, and say, I'm going to use that. So that's when I say you integrate diverse worldviews. Most people are going to give you great advice, and a lot of it you're probably not going to use. But the pieces that you can, that is what you integrate. And lastly, you're going to want to use, get ready for this, biofeedback and technological integration. I came up with this really fancy term, biofeedback and technological integration. But all that really means is just use your phone or your computer or your tablet or whatever has you to offload stuff onto. Put your to-do list with calendar notifications to offload that onto, to leave your headspace open for more stuff. Biofeedback is a very fancy term for if you're tired, sleep some more. If your body says you need an extra hour of sleep, it's okay. Push an activity off till the next day and get your hour of sleep. Listen to your body. Listen to what it's telling you. Offload stuff onto your phone or onto your tablet or onto your computer that you can do at a later time. So that way you can free up your headspace for what the most important things are. And then your phone and whatever else can remind you of whatever else you need to do. So those are the three ways that, like I said, I use, have used, and I'm currently using to help prevent myself from slipping back into those old methods that I fell into when I first started. And hopefully those will help you guys out. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope you guys got something valuable from this episode. It's a little bit different of a style this time, but I really felt like I wanted to address some of the things that I read from that post online. And so I hope you got something, again, valuable from this episode. You got a little bit more insight. You see where my head is at. And hopefully, again, from those three tips, you're going to be able to implement one, two, maybe even all three of them. Who knows? I don't know. Well, either way, if you enjoyed this show, again, guys, leave a rating and review. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what you guys think about the show. Let me know if you like this new style where I kind of address questions that I find on the internet and just kind of make an episode about them. I'd be more than happy to make this a different kind of a series. But again, let me know. If you like it, if you don't, I will based on you guys' feedback. But until next time, take care, and I'll see you all when I see you all.